News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Today, the state Supreme Court hears challenges to controversial Act 10, which ended collective bargaining for most employees. Parts of the law have been struck down in the lower courts, but Governor Walker says he believes ultimately the state will win this one.
Throughout all the times that this has been challenged up until now, each and every time we've had a victory in the courts.
The state Supreme Court will hear oral arguments later this morning, and we'll have ongoing coverage throughout the day here at WSAU. It is the 11th day of the 11th month, Veterans Day, and there are a few items pending that would benefit Wisconsin veterans that are moving through the state legislature.
Assembly Bill 201 and Senate Bill 178 were signed by Governor Walker on Friday. Assembly Bill 201 gives veterans and active military members priority when registering for classes in the UW system and at Wisconsin's technical colleges. Walker says it's a great way to show support and ensure service members have the resources to succeed after leaving the military. Senate Bill 178 offers All-American Purple Heart recipients in-state rates for Wisconsin hunting, fishing, and trapping permits. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A duck hunter who was reported missing on Saturday has been found dead on Cranberry Lake in Price County. The body was discovered in the water around 7 a.m. Sunday. The sheriff's department says the hunter was reported missing Saturday afternoon when he didn't return home. He was on the lake alone in a small boat. Cause of death hasn't been determined. The 28-year-old's name will be released later today. Wood County officials reopened Highway 186 near Auburndale yesterday after a farm fire on Saturday. They were called out around 2:30 to fight a fire near Elm Road. Several structures were on fire and livestock were near the flames. No injuries reported, and more information on that fire is expected later today. A charter school in the Merrill School District doesn't meet state standards and may not qualify for additional funding. The state's Department of Public Instruction notified the district of concerns about the Bridges Academy last week. A DPI letter says that Bridges operates more as a resource center for homeschooling than an actual school. The Bridges Academy offers curriculum guidance and instruction to parents and access to a certified teacher if their kids need additional help. The state said that Bridges doesn't meet educational requirements because parents are doing the teaching. Most of the instruction occurs at home. If the school doesn't come into compliance by December 2nd, the Merrill School District and the Bridges Academy could lose up to $5 million in state aid. A devastating typhoon hits Vietnam and the Philippines. The story from Fox News Radio's Marianne Rafferty.
Typhoon Haiyan has made landfall in northern Vietnam. Heavy rains and strong winds swept through Haiphong City and nearby areas. No casualties have been reported, but damage estimates are expected to be high. But much of the typhoon's wrath struck the Philippines. Thousands are dead, homes destroyed, and there is unparalleled flooding. It's one of the deadliest natural disasters ever recorded. Folks there are in desperate need of help.
USAID is here. International relief organizations are here.
In the Philippines, at least 2 million people have been affected by the powerful typhoon. The U.S. and other governments have enacted a major relief effort to help victims. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
A huge science satellite re-entered Earth's atmosphere, where experts say most of it likely burned up on Sunday. The satellite, which mapped the Earth's gravity, came back to Earth about 3 weeks after it ran out of fuel. Tracking stations on the ground lost contact with it as it passed about 75 miles above Antarctica. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Morning scattered snow showers. Some areas Wausau North could see some minor accumulation. Temperatures will actually be falling today. We'll be in the low 40s, falling into the upper and mid 30s today. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. Temperatures for some areas will be down into the teens. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.